各位早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
今日好欢喜能够再次同各位见面，一齐分享神嘅说话。
I'm just delighted to share the word of God and to worship with you.
This morning. 中文通常话夫唱就妇随。
That's a Chinese saying. The husband sings and the wife sings along.
但系今日啲唔同，今日就夫讲就妇译。
Today is different by God's grace. The husband preaches, the wife interprets.
我哋一齐嘅拍档侍奉主已经系46年噶啦。
We have teamwork to serve the Lord for 46 years.
所以你知道我哋好老噶啦。
So you can tell how old we are.
今天我想同各位思想的题目咧，就是简朴生活方式。
Today, title of the sermon is simple lifestyle, or you can say daily bread living.
呢度开始的时候咧，我哋一个人为咗生存而饮食咧，又为咗食而生存咧
？When we open our sermon, we are thinking, live.To eat or eat to live.
看那裡寫著呢，若果我們一個人平均是1500個熱能，1500至2000左右，那我們維持那個熱能呢，吃麵包要吃18塊至少。
Actually, an adult only needs 1500 to 2000 calories per day, and if we have to meet that goal,We have to eat 18 pieces of bread.
有食飯呢，要食九碗飯。
And we have to eat 9 bowls of rice.
但係麥當勞點咧？嗱，麥當勞咧，一杯嘅可可樂就310個 calorie， 即係熱能啦。
How about going to McDonald's? Each Coke will have 300 calories.
一個 hamburger 咧就係540。
A hamburger will give you 540 calories。
加埋嗰啲薯條咧就500。
And adding the French fries is 500。
所以你去一次麥當勞食呢幾樣嘢咧，已經足夠你全日嘅熱能噶啦。
If you go to McDonald's only once, and it will cover your whole day's calories。
好啦。而家我哋就喺簡朴生活方式裏邊，信不信由你。
Simple lifestyle tells us, believe it or not。
美國嘅一感恩節大餐咧，平均每個人吸收咗4500嘅熱能。通常平均每個人係平均，好似我講過1500至2000嘅啫。
For an average American, Thanksgiving dinner.Each person consumes up to 4,500 calories of food. Actually, an adult only needs 1,500 to 2,000 calories per day.
美國人的家庭抌去垃圾桶的食物咧，佢所一年計算咧，可以養活第三世界20個貧民。
Each year, American families throw away enough food to sustain the life of 20 poor or even destitute people in many third world countries.
只有在美国的流浪汉是要减肥的，没有一个国家有的。
Only the homeless people in America have to be on a diet to reduce weight.
我们有个姊妹在这个 Pacific Garden Mission, 就是太平洋使命团。在 Canal Street 話俾佢聽，你去參觀一下。佢係呢個 Pacific Garden 嘅醫療總監。
Our church has a member who is the medical director of the Pacific Garden Mission, which ministers to the homeless people. The Pacific Garden Mission is located on Canal Street.
佢其中一樣嘅工作就要。幫助那些流浪漢怎樣減肥。
One of his important chores is to recruit counselors to teach homeless, obese people to reduce weight.
我哋今日就系主要讲个主祷文里边有一句话：我哋今日嘅饮食，今日赐俾我哋。
Today we are sharing with you just one verse from the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread.
基督教有三个好重要嘅文献，系每一个信徒、每间教会都应该识嘅。
There are three.Foundational documents of the Christian faith that each Christian should know.
第一个嘅文献系咩咧？就系神俾我哋嘅十诫。
The first foundational document is the Ten Commandments.
嗰度教导我哋点样过一个道德嘅生活，同埋过一个经历到神嘅保护同埋爱嗰个生活。
The Ten Commandments teaches us.How to live a moral life, and also the Ten Commandments is an expression of God's love to protect us from harm's way.
第二个文献呢，就系使徒信经。
The second foundational document of the Christian faith is the Apostles' Creed.
喺你哋嘅生命圣诗，我唔知你系咪用嗰本圣诗咧，喺你后边就印咗出嚟，乜嘢叫基乜嘢叫使徒信经？
A hymn of life, the back cover, inside the back cover is the record of the Apostles' Creed. Each Christian should know the Apostles' Creed. You can believe more, but you can not believe less.
最多人到佢教
the bare minimum that you have to believe to call yourself a Christian.
话俾你听佢你信啲乜嘢？究竟要信啲乜嘢
？It tells us what to believe.
我曾经问过一个信徒，我你知唔知你做基督徒咁耐，你信啲乜嘢噶
？I have once asked a Christian. You've been a Christian for many years. Do you know what you believe?
嗌唔啲嘴啊
！She said I don't have any idea.
所以咧，最好我哋睇下究竟我哋信啲乜嘢呢
？We need to read the Apostles' Creed in the inside cover, the back cover of.
第三个文献就是主祷文。
The third foundational document of the Christian faith is the Lord's Prayer.
就是耶稣基督教导我怎样祈祷，怎样同天父来往沟通。
The Lord Jesus taught us how to pray and to communicate with our Heavenly Father.
今日呢，我只攞讲一句就是我们要用啲饮食，今日赐给我们。
Today I'm only sharing with you one verse from the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread.
我想问有几多个能够识念主祷文嘅？我当中。
How many of you today know how to recite?
有几多个？请睇下。
Memorize the Lord's Prayer.
Lord's Prayer 有几多个？咦，一半人咋？咁即系有半未唔识嘅。咁咪真要翻去念下先得，咁你真系唔识祈祷啦，喂，要学啦，咁真系。
嗱 ，that means only 50% of you know can memorize the Lord's Prayer, so the other 50% need to learn to say the Lord's Prayer.
嗱，嗰啲识祈祷嘅人，我想问下你，主祷文嘅中文里边有几多有几多个字啊
？Now those who memorize the Lord's Prayer.Do you know how many Chinese words, right?
Yeah.
In the Lord's Prayer?
有几多知道嘅
？How many of you know?
冇人答到，九十三个字。
Raise your hand.
九十三个字。
Only 93 words.
好啦，当中有啲讲英文嘅，有几多个英文字？祈祷文总共有几多个英文字？即系几多个字咧？喺其中咧
？How many English words?In the Lord's Prayer. Any of you know? Raise your hand.
有冇人知？可能你就我祈祷啫，我唔会数字嘅啦嘛。不过因为呢祈祷文系咁，因为咁紧要咧，所以我哋咧都数下佢几个字。耶稣嘅祈祷文好简短，但系非常重要。
The Lord's Prayer is is simple and brief, but it's a profound prayer.
一句有六十八个字，英文。
68 words in English.
好啦，而家我问一个问题就话，咁啊讲耶稣教我哋祈祷呢句说话，我哋用嘅饮食今日指俾我哋呢句说话，对我哋现代人嚟讲有冇意思呢？
Now the Lord's Prayer is a model prayer. Does this prayer still relevant to us today?
我唔使祈祷，我打个雪柜，成个月嘅嘢都有喺晒度。
I don't have to pray. Give us this day our daily bread because I have stocked up enough food in the refrigerator to last me.
仲加埋嗰个 closet 入边，你即系个厨房入边嗰啲柜啊，嗰啲嘢乜嘢啲干鱼翅、瑶柱干啊，乜乜嘢咧，都满晒，够你两个月都唔食唔晒。
And then also the closet in your kitchen is stocked up with cans of food and dry food, Chinese food, enough for a long time.
所以讲个眼目生活，讲到话我哋用饮食要求主赐俾我哋，对我哋嚟讲好似冇乜意思嘅。
When we say simple lifestyle or daily bread living, don't even have any meaning.
我好中意呢位德国人，系第十五世纪呢位德国人改教嘅勇士。或者是一个先锋，就是马丁路德。你没搞错，这个马丁路德不是马丁路德 King， 没搞错。
The pioneer of the Reformation in church history, Martin Luther, the German in the 15th century Europe. Now, don't confuse him, and he is definitely not related to Martin Luther King Jr. of the United States.
他怎样讲法解释这句说话呢？他说凡与我们生活有关的，好像社区的安定、公义的政府、家庭的天伦之乐、信仰的自由、适宜的天气，都是每天的需要，都我们都需要求天父赐给我们的。
Martin Luther, the German in the 15th century stated, everything that is related to our lifeStable society, righteous government, the joy of the family, the freedom of religion and worship, suitable weather, all contribute to our daily needs.
我哋今日喺呢个社会，我哋真系好需要社会嘅安定同埋公义嘅政府。你唔使睇乜嘢啊，我去睇电影，点知睇电影都未睇完啫，砰砰砰砰咁啊，十个死咗啦。
Well, today we really need stable society.And righteous government. Now, simple, lately, there's a group of people went to see a movie, The Dark Knight Rises. You remember? 12 people were shot to death just going to the movie.
有班人在这个印度的锡克教去崇拜着，大家都在这里即系叫做嗰啲叫做白摩罗叉系嘛？啊，又打死又打死六七个人，咁你话连崇拜我哋都唔知道，有日我哋崇紧拜有个人入嚟放枪都唔知嘅，所以我哋几需要神保护我哋每一日嘅需要，每日嘅安全系几咁紧要。
There's a Sikh temple in the United States. One day, these Sikh Indians were worshiping and deranged.Person came in and shot several people to death. So we never know, you know, anytime there will be crazy people coming into any place you may be happen to be in and shoot you.
简朴的生活，耶稣基督呢句说话啫，有四个原则俾我哋过一个简朴的生活。
Simple lifestyle or daily bread living have four principles.
第一就感恩。
The first principle is thanksgiving.
你要记得我哋嘅神系创造万物之主。
Remember, our God is the creator of all things.
而且佢都系赐万物俾我哋享受嘅神。
He is also the provider of all things for us to enjoy.
我哋一个领受者。
We are receivers.
我哋系咪应该多谢佢呢？
Should we not thank him for his provisions?
我哋当中有几多佢做紧人嘅父母噶？
How many of you seated here today are parents?
做紧人父母或者将要做父母好多个吓。你嘅细路哥细嘅时候，你细路哥细时候，哇，好简单啦，新年有利是咁咧。记得多谢 uncle auntie 啊，吓、啊、记得讲多谢啊，人俾嘢你记得讲多谢，系咪？你哋都教啲仔女咁做噶啦。
When your children are small, you usually teach them, will say thank you to uncle and auntie who give you gifts.
我哋得到神咁多嘅恩惠，每天嘅供给，时常嘅看顾，系咪应该向神讲多谢啊？
Provision and blessing from God. Shouldn't we thank God for all His goodness and His all and giving us all things to enjoy?
当我哋有得食，又能够食，又吞得落，又能够消化，我哋应该感恩。有好多真系睇见食唔落，有啲食得落去又唔消化，要买消化饼嘅，好可怜。
When we have food to eat.Able to eat and digest, we should be thankful. A lot of people can eat, but they can't digest, and the food is sitting in the stomach for the longest time, and they are suffering, and their gastrointestinal tract is not functioning too well. So if we can eat and digest freely, we need to be thankful.
我去年我对师母有一个埋怨，食紧饭嘅时候。
Last year while we were eating, I was complaining.
我就话奇怪啦，而家我哋两个人，我唔明白两个人都咁多垃圾嘅咧。
But strange, there are only two people in this house. Why are there so much garbage?
我系负责倒垃圾嘅，十次住咗十一次都系我去倒嘅。
I'm the one that dump out the garbage. 11 out of 10 times, I'm the one that dump out the garbage.
师母就俾一个好有智慧嘅答案俾我。
My wife gave me a very wise answer. She took it from of all books, a Bible commentary book.
佢话当垃圾里边有橙皮有苹果皮。即表示你有橙食有苹果食啦。
The garbage is a symbol of God's provision. If you have orange peels in the garbage, that means you have orange to eat. And if you have apple peels, that means you have apples to enjoy.
当你的垃圾里边有好多鸡骨、鱼骨，即表示你有鱼食有鸡食啦，系咪啊
？Chicken bones and fish bones is a symbol of God's providing you with chicken.And fish to eat.
还有在垃圾桶里面又有些包装的啲 cereal 的盒啊，或者是饼干盒啊，即证明你有那些食物，你才有那些垃圾出来。
Also, in your garbage, there are empty boxes of, that used to hold cookies and crackers, and also cans of food, of fruit, or...Soup. That's also a symbol of God's provision for your daily needs of food.
所以因为咁嘅缘故，我觉得啊有道理，所以我唔敢再埋怨啦。
I reflected on this wisdom. After that, I haven't complained since.
你记唔记得圣经呢？主耶稣喺五千人嘅面前，佢系先祝谢，先正。吃饭是不是五千人面前记不记得啊那个世界上最大的 picnic 啊
The Bible tells us that Jesus is an example of giving. He was giving thanks before he fed the 5,000 people. Remember the biggest picnic in history.
但是呢他在两个门徒面前那两个在以马忤斯耶稣的复活之后那两个以马忤斯门徒面前一起吃饭的时候耶稣亦都在他的面前 先祝謝後食飯。
He also gave thanks in the presence of two persons at the end of his Emmaus road journey after his resurrection.
若果神的愛子常常識得多謝神所賜給他食物，何況你和我是不是應當存一個感謝神的心來過生活呢？
If the beloved Son of God gives thanks to his heavenly Father, don't you think the more we should give thanks to our heavenly Father?
聖經裡面講有兩種屬靈的抗生素。
The Bible tells us there are two spiritual antibiotics.
這兩個屬靈的抗生素可能幫助你減少你的老人痴呆症，亦都可能減少你心中的憂鬱。
These two spiritual antibiotics may reduce your chance of Alzheimer's disease or worries.
第一種，聖經話喜樂的心乃是良藥。
The first spiritual antibiotic is recorded in Proverbs.
你不妨記住佢。
It's good medicine.
你不妨記住佢，呢個係你屬靈嘅抗生素，對你心靈好大影響嘅。
Do remember it. This is a spiritual antibiotic. A cheerful heart is good medicine.
第二種，
very helpful to you.
第二種就係感謝嘅心，亦都係良藥。
The second antibiotic, a thankful heart, is also good medicine.
一個識得感謝神嘅人，神會加倍嘅賜福俾佢。
The more thankful to God, the more blessings.
有不少人，他们的 IQ 智能相数很高。
Many people have high IQ or intelligence quotient.
他读书很厉害。
They are very good in studying.
有第二种的人，他们的 EQ 情绪的相数也都很好。
The second type of person, their emotion quotient or EQ is very good too.
好識同人來往，人際關係非常好。
Their interpersonal relationship is very good.
但係有 GQ 好嘅人咧，唔係好多。
However, GQ, that means gratitude quotient. Not too many people have this quotient.
感謝雙數。
Thanksgiving quotient.
你记唔记得耶稣曾经医好十个大麻风嘅人
？You remember the story in the Bible? Jesus healed 10 lepers.
有几多个翻转头多谢佢啊
？How many of these 10 lepers returned to Jesus to thank him？
有边个答得到嘅？有几多个
？How many of you？
只有一个。
Only one。
仲系一个外邦人，撒玛利亚人，唔系犹太人。所以睇下，即只有十分一嘅人会识得多谢上帝。
Now in this case, only 10%, 1%.
咁样叫我谂起，叫我想起。
10%, sorry, 10% come back.
咁样叫我想起啊。
To give thanks.
叫我想起有一个牧师，就系已经翻咗天父嘅以前嘅慕迪教会嘅牧师。
That reminds me of Pastor Aaron Tsai, the late Moody Church pastor.
有次他去了一间餐厅吃晚饭。
One day he went to a crowded restaurant to have dinner.
那间餐厅当晚满座。
The restaurant that night was full.
咁冇几耐有一个陌生人入嚟。
Pretty soon.There was a stranger that came into the restaurant.
咁啊，揾唔到位，佢就見到Aaron Tsai， 即係 Reverend Aaron Tsai， 揾到佢做魏郎西牧師，魏牧師，佢唔識佢，不過話想我可唔可以同你分用呢張台啊
？This stranger entered the restaurant, found no empty table, came to Reverend Aaron Tsai's table and asked, "Sir, can I please share your table?"
魏牧师话：欢迎，随便。
Pastor Aaron Tsai said, "Sure, you are very, very welcome."
于是，当魏牧师因为佢早到啊，所以佢嘅食物嚟到啦，先到。
So when Pastor Aaron Tsai's food arrived on the table.
咁魏牧师好自然嘅就先低头祈祷借饭。
So Pastor Aaron Tsai naturally gave thanks first before he used the food.
咁嗰个新嚟嗰个陌生人咧就话：，哇，乜你仲咁老土噶？仲兴啲咁嘅嘢嘅咩？唔兴啦，已经。
The stranger that shared his table was quite sarcastic. He said, "How come you are so outdated? Nobody ever say thanks before they eat anymore."
我唔系噶，一嚟食物一嚟，我即刻就开饭噶啦。
The stranger said, "I don't ever say thanks before I eat. I jump right in and eat."
魏牧师话。我屋企只狗都系咁样噶。
Pastor Aaron Tsai said, "My dog is just like you. He jumps right in and he never says thanks."
第二个原则，一个解放生活原则咩咧？系知足。
The second principle of simple lifestyle is contentment.
知足咧？佢呢度话我哋今日嘅飲食求你赐俾我哋。
Contentment tells us, give us this day our daily bread.
呢个日用嘅飲食呢就係佢冇求乜嘢。冇佢嗰度祈祷话日用飲食係最冇人最基本嘅飲食嘅啫。
Daily bread means it's simple and basic.
佢冇求神话，我今日所需要牛扒，我今日所需要嘅啊龙虾，佢冇求呢啲咁高咁贵嘅食物。
We are not saying give us this day our daily lobster or steak。
佢只系求基本生活所需要嘅。
We ask God to provide ordinary food。
喺新约本嗰度讲得好清楚噶。我们每天所需要的饮食求你今日赐俾我。
The new translation says it well. Just provide whatever food we need for a healthy living.
你记唔记得当耶稣差遣佢七十个门徒去短宣嘅时候
？When Jesus sent his disciples to go on a short-term mission.
耶稣吩咐一句说话，佢人哋摆上乜嘢，你就食乜嘢。
He told them, whatever food your host gives you, be content and eat.
呢个系一个咁知足嘅态度。
This is contentment.
圣经话我哋有衣有食就等知足。
The Bible says, be content with your food and clothing.
因为我哋冇带乜嘢到世界到世上嚟。
For we brought nothing into the world.
我哋都唔带得咩走。
And we can take nothing out of it.
所以我哋有衣有食嘅时候，我哋应该知足。
But if we have food and clothing, we should be contented.
咁系咪我哋唔需要勤力啊奋斗咧
？Does this means that we do not have to work hard and strive?
神俾我哋嘅恩赐，我哋嘅才干，因为得货财嘅力量，神俾我哋，我哋应该用，但系。要经常有一个知足感恩嘅心。
God gives us gifts and also strength to earn and to have enough resources to buy food and clothing. We should be contented and be thankful.
第三咧，呢个嘅一个原则系咩咧？信靠。
The thirdprinciple of simple lifestyle or daily bread living is confidence.
就睇佢话今日赐给我们系讲今日。
It says, "Give us this day our daily bread."
佢就
today daily
相信神知道我哋需要每日佢都供给我哋。
We trust God to provide for us each day.
喺马太福音第六章32-33节嗰度记载，耶稣话。你们所需用的这一切，你哋嘅天父系知道嘅。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 32 to 33, it says, Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things.
佢冇求天父，我哋呢个月所需要嘅食物，我今年所需要食物，你赐俾我。
We trust God to provide us each day, not give us this month our monthly bread, or give us this year our yearly bread.
但系有一个条件就系咩咧？就话你要先求神嘅国同埋他的义，咁呢啲其他衣啊、食啊呢啲，佢都会加俾你哋。
However, there is a condition. It says in the Bible, Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you."
以利亚同乌鸦嘅故事，我有冇人听过？啊，有冇人听过以利亚同乌鸦嘅故事
？Have you heard of the prophet Elijah and the raven's story in the Bible?
点解神要用乌鸦去供给佢嘅先知以利亚呢？
Why did God use ravens to provide food for Elijah in the wilderness?
你知唔知道？你有冇人同乌鸦倾过偈啊
？Have you ever spoken to a raven?
以利亚话：，哎，乌鸦。你今日已经俾咗我嘢食，听日究竟你带啲咩食物俾我啊？有冇你几时带俾我啊
？Would the prophet Elijah talk to the raven? Now, yesterday you brought me some food, and today you also brought me some food. Would you be bringing me some food tomorrow?
神要以利亚学一个功课，要凭信心过每一天。
Ravens are birds and cannot communicate with humans. The prophet Elijah had to trust God to provide for his daily living. God was giving Elijah a lesson of trust in him.
神一直供给佢，
God provided
for the
prophet Elijah. He lacked nothing.
我顺便讲个。我的见证俾各位听。
I have a personal testimony to share with you.
我1961年就出嚟做紧教会嘅传道，或者呢度嘅 assistant pastor。
When I started serving the Lord at the church in Hong Kong in 1961.
咁呢间教会咧，就俾我薪水系好恩嘅，大家知道点解啦
？My salary was very lean.
咁咧，一个月系$200嘅港币。
Each month only $200 Hong Kong.
$200里边，我奉献1/10，咁就剩翻180，有$20奉献咗。
I tithe and then only $20 was going to the tithing. Only $180 left.
80系房租。唔系 condo 啊，一个房啫喎，$80。
80 Hong Kong dollars went to the rent of one room, not a condo, just one room, renting one room.
咁剩翻嗰$100咧，就系我同我嗰个母亲，佢系寡妇嚟嘅，两人嘅饮食成个月噶啦，$100。
What was left was the $100 I was living with my widow mother, so we have to use the $100 to sustain our living for a month.
圣经话咧，有个说好笑，佢话客要一味的款待，我哋真系餐餐都一味款待啦，你多都冇啦。
The Bible says we have to always be hospitable to the guests.
咁嘅时候。嗰時候我個班中學生有14個人。
At that time, I was teaching a Sunday school class at the church. I had 14 students.
其中有兩兄妹咧，佢個父母係開米鋪嘅。
There were a brother and sister. Their parents owned a grocery store.
嗱，你唔好誤會，我從來冇同嗰啲學生提過我，唉，我生活艱難啊。$100真係好敏啊！我從來唔講呢啲嘢嘅。
Don't misunderstand me. I never share my difficulties and hardship with my Sunday school students.
有人有個人嚟拍門，佢話：馮先生喺唔喺度？
One day, a man came to the door, knocked on the door, and asked, "Is Mr. Fong here in this house?"
我打開門話我就係啦。
I opened the door and said, "I am he."
佢呢度有50斤米。 就是我老闆王先生叫我托嚟俾你嘅。
He said, "Here's 50 caddies of rice from Mr. Wong, Mr. and Mrs. Wong, who were the parents of my two Sunday school students I just mentioned."
咁啊，奇怪，我就佢就50斤米，一直6个月佢都。 都係咁樣，每個月有50斤米拎嚟。
For 6 months, every month they deliver 50 caddies of rice. One caddy of rice is a little more than 1 pound, so 50 caddies of rice is a little more than 50 pounds of rice.
咁6個月後點咧？原來6個月後咧，教會好多人都知道我好艱難啦，開始有人知道啦，咁咧就即刻加薪水，加到。 加到每個月加多100蚊，咁咧就解決曬啦，係咪
？After 6 months, there were no more delivery of rice to my door. However, at that point, my church discovered that I was very hard up. I didn't have enough to sustain the life of my mother and me. So they raised my salary by HK$100 per month. So I was able to have enough food and clothing for the whole month.
所以上帝就俾我經歷過信心嘅功課，我又好體會到好似以利亞同烏鴉嗰個關係，神到時到後會有佢自己嘅功給。
So this is really a challenge of my faith. And I really understand how God provided for the prophet Elijah and in a timely fashion.
簡朴生活嘅第四個方式就係講慷慨。
The fourth principle of simple lifestyle is generosity.
你大家再睇翻啲聖經點講啊？ 我們日用的飲食，今日賜給我們，講兩次我們，我們喺中文就好清楚。
Notice the verse in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. It doesn't say, give me this day my daily bread.
即係話教我哋唔好單單顧自己嘅需要，亦都顧到別人嘅需要。
Our Lord teaches us not be self-centered, just thinking of our own needs, but think of other people's needs.
你記得嗰個細路哥，佢有5個餅2條魚，本係佢自己夠佢食嘅午餐。
Remember the little boy who had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, enough for his lunch.
但係佢諗到，原來佢知道出邊有成5000人都冇嘢食。
But he was aware that there were 5,000 people who did not have enough food to eat.
佢就將佢奉獻俾耶穌。
So he offered his 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to Jesus.
經過耶穌嘅祝福咧，5000人都食飽咗。
Jesus blessed what the boy gave and fed 5,000 people.
佢真係一個肯舍己又肯關心別人一個細路哥。
This little boy was a very giving and caring child.
今日我哋大家都好中意講咩咧 ？iPhone、 iPad、 iCloud 啊，仲有 iPod、 i right？
Today people are so obsessed with iPhone、 iPad、 iCloud、 iPod、 i。
聖經話俾你聽，末世末後嘅世代有一個特別嘅現象咧。佢話嗰時人係專顧自己嘅。
The Bible prophesied that during the end times, people are mostly self-centered.
我權利 是我的拥有，你不要搞它，不要摸伤，是我的，是这样。
This is my generation, my right, my possessions, my house, my cars, my family.
箴言有句说话讲得很好，他有施散的却更增添，有吝啬过度的反致穷乏。
Proverbs says it well, one man gives freely and yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty.
耶稣又讲句说话，他你们给人就会有人给你们，这个是天国子民的生活原则。
The Lord taught us this wisdom.Give and it will be given to you. This is the principle of the citizen of the kingdom of God.
有两种昆虫，我相信你见过，亦都知道。第一种昆虫是蚂蚁，第二种昆虫是咩？蜜蜂。
There are two kinds of insects that we are familiar with. The first is the ants. The second are the bees.
他们两种昆虫都有一个共同点，在夏天很勤力找食，招聚很多的食物。
Both insects gather food and store it up for the winter.
蚂蚁也是这样，聚很多蚂蚁出去找食，找食，那就挤在他的蚂蚁斗那里。
The ants worked very hard during the summer, gather food and store up in their hole for the winter.
但是那些食物是只是给他自己蚁食的，有没有谁吃过蚂蚁那些豆子那些东西的？有没有？
But what the ant gather is only for the ant's use. How many have you shared the food of the ants?
他只是为蚂蚁自己的。
The ant's food is just for the ants.
但是蜜蜂呢又是一样，它除了蜜糖够养它自己的蜜蜂之外呢，它还有流出来，所以人你今次去哪里找蜜糖插面包的，你知道蜜糖是好吃的，益了人又益了自己的蜜蜂。
Likewise, the bees also worked very hard and gather food in the summer and store it up. But the bees have enough honey to feed themselves and have enough leftovers for men to enjoy.
这两种昆虫你喜欢哪一种呢？
Which of these two insects do you favor more?
我想总括以上我们那个简朴生活方式的四点。第一点，我们记得感恩。
Let's summarize the four principles.Simple lifestyle or daily bread living.
记得我们所有的都是上帝赐给我们的，我们要感谢他。
Remember, all we have is given to us by God, our Heavenly Father. We need to thank Him.
圣经话呢，就是说，凡事谢恩，这是神在基督耶稣里向你所定的旨意。
The Bible says, give thanks in all things.This is the will of God for you in Jesus Christ.
第二，知足。
This is recorded in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. The second principle of simple lifestyle or daily bread living is contentment.
圣经说，敬虔加上知足就是大利了。
The Bible says, godliness and contentment is great gain.
因为我们生不带来，死不带走。
You did not bring anything into the world, and you cannot carry anything out.
做人千祈不要人在天堂，钱在银行。
Don't leave your money in the bank while you have gone to heaven.
因为迟早呢，我们年纪会老化。
Sooner or later, we will age.
我们的身体会退化。
Our body will degenerate.
我们的脑袋会僵化，思想会僵化。
Our brain will be stuck.
还有等候火化添啊。
And lastly, waiting for cremation.
哦，你话我唔中意 cremation， 咁土化啦。
Well, if you don't like cremation, you can be buried in the ground.
生不带来，死不带去。
You cannot bring anything into the world, and you cannot carry anything out.
Yes. 信靠咧，系我哋三个原则。
The third principle of daily bread living or simple lifestyle is confidence.
就是说相信神每一天供应给我们。
Trust God to provide our daily needs.
因为神说祂是我们天父，祂知道我们的需要。
God says, I am your heavenly father. I know what you need.
我们不要在礼拜日就呼叫天父，天父。
Don't be calling him Heavenly Father on Sundays.
但在周日里面呢，就变了很孤苦。
But become an orphan during the weekdays.
是很可怜的。
How pathetic.
收尾呢，我们要讲，要慷慨。
The final and the fourth principle of simple lifestyle is generosity.
主怎样祝福你，你都要照样祝福别人。
Bless others. As God has blessed you.
只有肯过简朴生活的人，他才可以多奉献给神，和他帮助别人。
Only simple lifestyle people can afford to be generous to other people.
如果只是顾着自己住大屋、揸大车、拥有几部名牌的汽车、每年几次的旅游，我想他支持奉献教会和帮助别人都挺难。
Those who are big spenders and have no knowledge of stewardship, they live in big houses and own several expensive cars, go to vacations, including cruises, 5 times a year, they won't have enough.Or they won't have much left to give to God's work and the cause of Christ and those in need, especially the family of faith.
记得耶稣这句说话。
Remember what Jesus said.
施比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
我盼望你和我都能够过一个神所喜悦的简朴生活。
I hope that you and I will remember to live a simple lifestyle, daily bread living.
请各位低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，一切都是你白白赐给我们。
Lord Jesus, we thank you. Everything comes from you.
当我们死在罪恶过犯当中的时候，
When we were dead in sin,
你来为我们的罪而钉十字架。
You came and was crucified.
将这个救恩白白的赐给我们。
And this salvation is a free gift.
叫我们永远都不要忘记你的恩典。
Never let us forget your grace.
帮助我们
and your love.
帮助我们多爱你，也都多关心别人。
Help us to love you more and to care about other people more.
奉主耶稣圣名，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.